This is WBUR's Weekend Edition. I'm Sharon Brody. In Boston, ceremonies were held this morning to honor the victims of the terrorist attacks on September 11th, 15 years ago. In the Public Garden, Mayor Marty Walsh and relatives of one victim laid a wreath at the 9/11 memorial. A solemn memorial was held at the State House. WBUR's Simone Rios was there and now joins us in the studio. Good morning, Simone.
Good morning.
So tell us about this ceremony.
So Governor Baker and Lieutenant Governor Pulido presided over the annual 9/11 flag lowering. After that, folks congregated in the House chambers where the names of the victims with ties to Massachusetts were read. Most of the readers were connected to victims of the attacks, siblings, parents, even a granddaughter. One of the readers was Claudia Jacobs. She read her brother's name, then turned around and hugged the governor.
And my irrepressibly goofy baby brother, Ariel Lewis Jacobs, despite it being 15 years, we still can't believe you're not coming back.
Another reader was Needham native Leslie Blair. Blair lost her sister, Susan Lee Blair, who was working in the South Tower when the plane struck. She told me after the reading that every September 11th, she's overcome with emotion and recollection.
Coming to a commemoration ceremony like the one at the State House is a way for me to pay my respects every year. I guess, and for some people, it's almost like a funeral every year, right? I pay my respects to my sister and to all of the nearly 3,000 souls who were taken from us that day. It is a bit cathartic, I have to say, but it is a bit heavy as well because we do it every year.
Blair says it's important that as her generation ages, new generations continue to remember 9/11.
Simone, today the Madeline Amy Sweeney Award for Civilian Bravery was presented.
Yes, the award was set up in the name of a flight attendant from Acton who died on the day of the attacks. The award was given posthumously to George Heath of Taunton. Earlier this year, Heath intervened in a stabbing incident at a Bertucci's in Taunton. Authorities say he died protecting a pregnant woman.
Simone, thanks.
You're welcome.